If a starship was departing an asteroid that was heading away from its next port of call, the captain could spend days in reversing his orbit, and the cost in Delta V reserve was horrendous. Most captains simply employed the nearest available planet, giving them the choice of jumping towards any star in the galaxy once every orbit. Lady Macbeth fell into circular orbit 185,000 kilometers above Matusco, a 10,000 kilometer safety margin. Gravity distortion prohibited Adamist starships from jumping within 175,000 kilometers of gas giants. The flight computer datavised the vector lines into Joshua's mind. He saw the vast curved bulk of quarrelling storm bands below, the black cave lip of the Terminator creeping towards him. Lady Mac's trajectory was a tube of green neon rings stretching out ahead until they merged into a single thread which looped round behind Machusko's dark side. The green rings swept past the hull at a dizzying velocity. Rosenheim showed as an insignificant point of white light, bracketed by red graphics rising above the gas giant. "Generators online," Melvin Ducharme reported. "The Hybe?" Joshua asked. "Patterning circuits are stable," the Hybe Yadev, their node specialist, said in a calm voice. "Okay, looks like we're go for a jump." He ordered the nodes to power up, feeding the generator's full output into the patterning circuits. Rosenheim was rising higher and higher above the gas giant as Lady Mac raced round her orbit. Jesus, an actual jump. According to his neuronanonics physiological monitor program, his heart rate was up to 100 beats a minute and rising. It had been known for some first-time crew members to panic when the actual moment came, terrified by the thought of the energy loci being desynchronized. All it took was one glitch, one failed monitor program. "Not me, not this ship." He datavised the flight computer to pull in the thermodump panels and the sensor clusters. "Nodes fully charged," the Hybe Yadev said. "She's all yours, Joshua." He had to grin at that. She always had been. Iron thrusters flickered briefly, fine-tuning their trajectory. Rosenheim slid across the vector of green rings right into the center. Decimals spun down to zero, tens of seconds, hundredths, thousandths. Joshua's command flashed through the patterning nodes at light speed. Energy flowed, its density racing to achieve infinity. An event horizon rose from nowhere to cloak the Lady Macbeth's hull. Within 5 milliseconds, it had shrunk to nothing, taking the starship with it. Eric Thakra took the St. Michel starscraper's lift down to the 43rd floor, then got out and walked down 2 flights of stairs. There was nobody about on the 45th floor vestibule. This was office country, half of them unoccupied, and it was 1900 hours local time. He walked into the Confederation Navy Bureau. Commander Olson Neal looked up in surprise when Eric entered his office. "What the hell are you doing here? I thought the Lady Macbeth had departed." Eric sat down heavily in the chair in front of Neal's desk. "She has." He explained what happened. Commander Neal rested his head on his hands, frowning. Eric Thakra was one of half a dozen agents the CNIS was operating in Tranquility, trying to insert them on independent traders, especially those with antimatter drives, and Blackhawks, in the hope of getting a lead on pirate activity and antimatter production stations. "The Lord of Ruin warned, Calvert?" Commander Neal asked in a puzzled tone. "That's what the maintenance bay supervisor said." "Good God, that's all we need. This Ione girl turning Tranquility into some kind of anarchistic pirate nation? It might be a Black Hawk base, but the Lords of Ruin have always supported the Confederation before." Commander Neal glanced round the polyp walls, then stared at the AV pillar sticking out of his desk's processor block, half expecting the personality to contact him and deny the accusation. "Do you think your cover's blown?" "I don't know. The refit team thought it was all a big joke. Apparently Joshua Calvert signed on some girl to replace me. They said she was rather attractive." "Well, it certainly fits what we know about him. He could very easily have dumped you for a doxy and a quick legover." "Then why the reference to the Lord of Ruin?" "God knows. He let out a long breath. "I want you to keep trying for a berth on a ship. You'll find out soon enough if you have been blown. I'm going to put all this on the diplomatic report, Fleck, and let Admiral Alexandrovich worry about it." "Yes, sir," Eric Thakrar saluted and left. Commander Neil sat in his chair for a long time, watching the Starfield rotate past the window. The prospect of tranquility going renegade was horrifying, especially given the one particular status quo it had maintained for 27 years. Eventually he accessed his neural mnemonics file on Dr. Mazou and started to check through the circumstances under which he was authorized to have her assassinated.